Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
Ask Pat.
What's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to Ask Pat, episode 318. I hope you're doing awesome today. I'm feeling great. Hope you are too. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. Now, let's get to today's question from Jim.
Hey, Pat, this is Jim, and appreciate all you do. I have a website that offers Photoshop tutorials. It's called microtutes.com, microtutes.com, and there are over 500 of them. They're all less than 60 seconds each, so they're very quick and to the point. My question is, I've been using Facebook ads and getting a pretty good email sign up. I want to build my email list up to 1,000 before I begin offering a digital product. But a lot of the ones that are signing up are from other countries like Pakistan and China and Philippines and things like that. Just curious if I should restrict the Facebook ads to just the United States, because I want to make sure when I begin selling a digital product that the they'll be able to make a payment for it via credit card. So that's my question, and appreciate all you do, and hope to hear from you soon. Thanks, Pat.
Hey, Jim, what's up? Thank you so much for the question. And I, first of all, just want to tell you how much I love your site and what the concept is like and the idea of it and just, you know, the whole idea behind it. Microtutes, T-U-T-E-S, which is, of course, micro tutorials. And they're all under 60 seconds, which I think is a great concept. And I love how the tagline says, get to the point. So it's really cool. I love this idea. And I love that you're starting to build your email list and you are kind of planning toward monetization and putting these videos together. So I really like the idea and the concept. And I like that you're using Facebook to build your list too. This is something that Amy Porterfield talks about all the time. Her main source for building her email list is Facebook. Now, typically she'll drive ads to a webinar where she'll collect email addresses that way. So that's a great way to kind of filter through the people who will get, you know, understand what you're all about and what you have to offer them. And that might be something worth considering kind of on a side note here, Jim. So Facebook ads to a webinar, whether you hold them as a Google Hangout, like, you know, John Lee Dumas style, or Amy does it on GoToWebinar at GoToWebinar.com, that'll help you build your email list at the same time while also showing them kind of what your videos are like. I mean, maybe you do a 30-minute webinar, you know, really short, similar to how small these things are, obviously, relatively, because webinars are typically an hour and a half to 2 hours long sometimes. But maybe you just show five or six of these tutorials and show people some tips that will blow their minds, at which point you would then be able to, you know, sell them stuff, pitch them stuff. Or if not, then at least they're on your email list at that point, and you've provided a lot of value for them. And maybe they don't buy that day, but they buy down the road. Maybe you put them into a funnel using Infusionsoft or some sort of email service provider that then will keep contacting them, keep giving them these high quality things that will then help them get over the fence and purchase something for you down the road. So getting them into a webinar is a great idea. Now, even if you get them to your page and to signing up, I mean, I don't know where you are driving the traffic to. Hopefully a landing page of some kind, and not just your homepage. I think your homepage could use a little bit of work if that's exactly where you're bringing people to. You could use something like lead pages to create really nice quality, high quality landing pages for people. It's coming from Facebook, although I'd make sure to not have any pop-ups or lead boxes on those pages. I think it was Rick Mulready from rickmulready.com and also the Art of Paid Traffic who talked about how Facebook's cracking down a little bit on where people are sending people who click on Facebook ads. For example, if you send people to a lead page that then has a pop-up, not just lead page from lead pages, but any sort of landing page that has a pop-up, they're going to discount that and you could potentially get banned. So just something to keep in mind. Again, rickmulready.com, he's an expert at Facebook ads, so you should definitely check him out. But anyway, going back to your original question, so sorry I've taken so long to get there, but you know, I just wanted to talk about all these important points for you too, Jim. But when you are targeting Facebook ads, you want to target who your target customers are, obviously. And yes, you're going to have access to more people. If you open it up to all those different countries, you could potentially lower the cost per lead. But, you know, you want to have the right leads in there. You don't want to be, you know, misrepresented in the campaign numbers and the conversion rates if you're not targeting the people who you want to be customers. And I think, you know, English-speaking countries for the type of stuff that you're doing, especially because they are, you know, tutorials that are in English and that's kind of who you're targeting, and you want people to be able to verify and pay through a credit card if that is indeed the method that you want to do, which is obviously very popular, then, you know, targeting the US, targeting the UK, targeting Canada, and targeting Australia would be the top four I would do, at least to start out with. I've heard in the past that Facebook has sort of, you know, not been totally honest with people in terms of, you know, maybe they're not being dishonest, but they're also not being fully upfront with where they're getting their leads from sometimes. And a lot of times, you know, they just serve a lot of those ads to those other countries who will then click through. I know this was an issue. I think TheVerge.com did a little video on Facebook and somebody actually testing on, you know, where they got Facebook fans from. Now, this isn't leads to an email service provider, but you know, similar in a similar way, they were, you know, they tested collecting Facebook likes for a page and where those likes were coming from, and a huge amount were coming from countries like you mentioned, and were not really who they wanted on their list. So, yes, target the U.S., target those other countries, and you know, yes, you're going to probably pay a little bit more, but you're going to have higher quality leads as a result. Now, if anybody else out there has any opinions on this, I'd love to hear from you, because I'm not a Facebook expert. I haven't even run too many ads yet to be comfortable enough to, you know, really teach somebody how to do it. So, you know, this is just my thoughts based on some of my friends who do this and my own experience doing a little bit of Facebook ads. But if you have something to share and help Jim out, use the hashtag AskPat318. Because this is episode 318. And, you know, leave your comment for Jim. So, Jim, hopefully that answers your question and a little bit more. Thank you so much. An Ask Pat t-shirt will be headed your way for having your question featured here on the show. For those of you listening, if you have a question you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to AskPat.com. You can ask right there on that page. Now, as always, I like to end with a quote. And today's quote comes from Jim Rohn, who was also the person who said you are the average of the five people you spend most of your time with. But that's not the quote I'm quoting today. The quote I'm quoting today is, you must either modify your dreams or magnify your skills. Boom. Cheers, take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.